This is Vermont Edition. I'm Mitch Wertlieb in for Jane Lindholm. Every year, the Chandler Center for the Arts in Randolph puts on a Pride Theater Festival, staging plays that celebrate the LGBTQ community. This year, among other shows, is Aunt Jack. Earlier this week, VPR's Rick Sengary spoke with playwright S.P. Monahan, creator of Aunt Jack, and with the actor Jeff Tolbert, who plays the eponymous Aunt Jack. He asked S.P. Monahan to describe the play.
Quite complicated in terms of the backstory and plot, but it's really at its heart just a screwball family comedy with LGBT characters. So it's in the same vein as plays like You Can't Take It With You and then La Caja Fall thereafter. And so this puts sort of an added twist on that genre too. It follows Norman, who is the sort of estranged son of a gay activist, George, and Jack, a cabaret performer and drag queen. And Norman has returned home to visit his sick father, George, and to introduce his parents to his new partner, Andy. And Andy is not popular with the rest of the family. So therein lies the conflict and the tension. And that's how I'd sum it up in a nutshell. But in spite of all that tension, I hope it's really very funny.
Jeff, what do you think is important about this play?
Family. It's all about family. And not the family you're stuck with, but the family you choose.
SP, you're not from Vermont. What are your impressions of the state and why this is a good place for your play to be performed?
Well, I'm not only not from Vermont, but I'm born and raised in New York City. So I really have I'm so poorly traveled. I have so little idea of the culture of places that are not Manhattan and Brooklyn. So what are my impressions of Vermont? Well, God bless you all. Thank you for Bernie Sanders. And I really appreciated that when Sharon from the Vermont Pride Theater Festival reached out to me about doing Aunt Jack, that she mentioned that Randolph is a rather rural community, and Aunt Jack is about such sort of metropolitan people. And did I think that the themes of Aunt Jack would resonate with an audience that doesn't live in an urban area? And first of all, I loved that she asked that question because it really shows that she cares so much about her audience and is so aware and keenly attuned to her audience. So I felt like the play was in very safe hands. But like Jeff said, the play's really all about family, so hopefully the themes are universal no matter where you live. And I look forward to meeting folks and getting to see your lovely state this weekend.
That's right. You'll be here Saturday, correct?
Yes. I'm driving in Friday night. I'll be here for the Saturday performance and then driving back on Sunday. So it'll be a whirlwind of a trip, but I'm very excited about it.
Well, you've been acting on stage since you were 10 years old. You studied theater in college. Do you see a connection between articulating identity, especially LGBTQ identity, and theater?
Yes. Yes. Wow, what an interesting question. I definitely feel like for myself, for my own identity, growing up as I did in the theater, I was able to imagine myself in circumstances and imagine circumstances for myself beyond what I was told. So growing up, there are circumstances and conditions that those around you will tell you define what it means to be an adult man or a woman, and I don't conform to all of those. So I wonder, I have never thought of it before, but I wonder if I hadn't grown up in the theater, if I would have been able to so vividly and readily imagine an alternative future for myself and accept myself in a different context, in a different reality.
Jeff, you've talked about your relationship with this character that you play and the similarities between your lives, especially the recent loss of a spouse. So what is it like playing a character who's lost their partner so soon after you lost your wife?
Magical. I desperately needed to be somebody else. And this character embodied so many things that were other. As an actor, you dream of walking in someone else's shoes, of emoting something that you don't feel yourself and sharing that with the world. And this gave me an opportunity to do that and yet be grounded in real life experience.
Do you lose yourself in some of the roles you play?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
There's been a lot of controversy recently about casting cisgender people in trans roles. Most recently, Scarlett Johansson exiting the film Rub and Tug. But this pattern kind of goes back a few years. Jared Leto's performance in Dallas Buyers Club, Eddie Redmayne in The Theory of Everything. As someone working as a writer in this field who also identifies as non-binary, SP, what do you think of this trend?
So there are, from my perspective, there are really sort of two camps about this in the LGBT community. There are, you know, trans activists and gender nonconforming activists who are not in the arts, who often articulate the position that it's offensive and inappropriate because no cisgender person could imagine or could fathom the reality and what it's like to exist as a trans person. I totally respect and hear that and hear where they're coming from. But then you have, on the other hand, people like myself who are in the arts, and then some other trans activists and artists like Laverne Cox and Alexandra Billings. And it's not that we feel that cisgender actors, you know, can't imagine what it's like and can't play a transgender character, because it's really, it's all about imagination and about empathy. But in the current political climate, first of all, living as a transgender or non-binary or agender, gender non-conforming person is still a very dangerous thing to do. And when you have cisgender actors playing transgender roles, especially in a case like this, where it's a cisgender woman, Scarlett Johansson, who is offered the role of a transgender man, for an audience, and most of America doesn't know, I mean, 84% of Americans don't know and have never met a person who at least is out as transgender. So for most of those people, it sort of confirms for them the mistaken idea that a transgender person is just a cisgender person sort of in disguise. It just confirms that a trans man is Scarlett Johansson in disguise, which is not true. And especially when transgender actors are struggling to get work, to get auditions for these roles, I think it's really a matter of representation. And I would love to, in 100 years, to live in a world where it really doesn't matter, and where you have cisgender men playing transgender men, and you have transgender men playing cisgender men and cisgender women, and where, you know, an actor can play any role that he or she or they choose and are right for. But we're not there yet. So I think it was definitely the right move for Scarlett Johansson to withdraw from that project, especially in light of when she heard, and I hope that she really listened, as some other actors before her have not, to the concerns of transgender actors and people in the transgender community who feel they're being misrepresented, and they are.
Well, I'm really interested to hear Jeff's perspective now, because, Jeff, you've played transgender characters. So what do you think about this controversy, and what is it like for you, and why do you want to play these characters?
Once again, an actor's job is to embody someone else, to walk in their shoes, to share that emotion with other people. This is probably the first role in 50 years of acting that I have played something similar to my age. You can see me here. On the radio, you can't see me, but I do not look my age at all.
Not at all.
And I really don't have a problem with acting not my age. And I really don't have a problem with acting not me. If there's a transgender role and there are transgender actors who are available and who are willing to do it, then great, fantastic. I know that we have several plays that we've had lots of trouble to cast, and I'm more than willing to take on that job.
SP, you touched on this earlier. What is it about the play that you think will connect with audiences in Vermont?
Well, like Jeff said, it really is about family. And I've been so touched because Jeff and I have not met in person, nor have I met Gene or any of the other actors in the cast. But I've been so lucky to read some of the press, some of the interviews and comments that the actors and that Gene, the director, have made about the play. And I think that everything they're saying is so right on with what I intended, and also just it's very moving that even with me not being there and not meeting them, that they can hear what I was trying to say, which is that the things that make our families unique are the things that make them wonderful. And there will always be generational differences no matter what community we're in. You know, my community is the LGBTQIA community, so that's the community I'm writing about in this play. But I do think that no matter how you identify or what your background and experience is, that when it comes to family dynamics like this, I really think that there's something in it for everyone.
That's playwright S.P. Monahan, creator of Aunt Jack, and Randolph actor Jeff Tolbert, who plays the eponymous Aunt Jack, speaking with VPR's Rick Sangari. The play will be performed this Saturday night at 7:30 at the Chandler Center for the Arts in Randolph as part of the 8th Annual Pride Theater Festival.